Azimigarem, you know, different land tenure system inside Locandre. So what no savala specific lessons or examples you miss have learned for, you know, handling with such issues or same as based on this one?
So I think a number of big challenges, and our listeners believe me, Save, that Solomon Islands is very diverse, and you may get different type land tenure systems. Some of the places are matrilineal, some of the places are patrilineal. If Misa go back to the process of registration, time you may go out and register him land, and now government have talk about him registering the name law or tribes, there is an underlying assumption that this was something you may call him tribe, Hem word blood white man, and not anthropologist, not that we're using. But there is an assumption that these are clearly defined entities where exist out there, and all the state needs to do is go in, take a morata, and put him inside the state system. The reality is that's not necessarily the case throughout the Solomon Islands, that orataya are social entities here, and so orats have changed, mutate, orats have, these are dynamic entities. And not a change due to internal forces. Some fellow man inside Lord land non groups here might rawa, and then therefore split up and form different groups. Or some fellow law inside Lord groups here migrate, go to another place, or form different groups, and or form different land owning groups, Lord places where it go. But not same group no more. Or in today's case, or to respond to external pressures. Time like government have come in for making a major development project. I mean, not only influencing land, I'm influencing how people organize themselves. Take, for instance, or me come back again, Lord Wan Tok Blon Yumi Lo Galakana, time starting process, finding what landowners, Latina, land groups, Tumasna. And so part of the government's challenge was trying to reduce it. So in this case, government process, I mean, not only a process of identifying land groups, but it is, to a certain extent, a process of creating land groups, because that full process and forcing people to form and reformulate and come up with other groups so that Okata Save negotiate with the government, and also Okata Save fit in with them the requirements legally by government. Yeah. And so you need to understand the processes here carefully. So how him Wakalo Galakana might not be the same as how him Wakalo Malaita or Lo Temoto, or Lo Lauru, for instance, Lo Choishol, or already got him a process through the Lauru Land Conference where Ota use him without the state, so to use him this whole process of the Colin Popoloto, where Ota go ahead for doing now land identification and land recording outside of the government purview. And so system blood might be different. So one of him minim now is that time he may try for making national law, he may might need for apply model laws here differently in different parts of the country.
Yeah, and also me understanding that you to follow, I think, firstly this week you to follow attending this fellow Guadalcanal Province Land Summit, Lo Honiara. So after finishing this fellow two-day land summit, what now some fellow conclusions and some fellow resolutions you to follow survey, you know, take them out from this fellow land summit?
Well, not only Lo Guadalcanal Land Summit, but it will been got an opportunity to sit down and think through all the issues, and it will got him some of the ideas where, you know, people might consider him whether him work out no more. I think the first thing is that him important for the leaders play him here, or at Masave, that land and land issue very, very important, and I think you may run consciously of that one. But for purposes of you may think through clearly, him important for you may not use him land issues for political purposes, where I may make him all the issues clouded with him political agendas for certain individuals. So I think that's an important issue for you to think about him, whether you lead at the national level or provincial level, or you may the village level too. I'm important for think about him that one. The second idea when we talk about him now is we talk like him, you may for cautious a little bit time, you may talk about him registering customary land. And Mitwala bring him into the discussion cases other places, particularly places of some Fiji and Hawaii. And Fiji because Mitwala Save that planned a lot of people blue. You may look lo Fiji as a model for you may use him in Solomon Islands. And me Save that Isabel provincial government, Malaita and Guadalcanal, send them delegation go to Fiji for look lo model blue Fiji. but you may need for understanding good first time case blophagia. And so caution him, government, for, you know, slow down a little bit. Let me talk through this one carefully before you may push for anything.
Yeah, so just, I don't know what Tarahim just talked about. I think Imi should look him low or same the last step, yeah, in terms of, you know, look at how now Imi should change him existing systems around to do it in land. Because, I mean, you know, traditional government governance and also systems within land tenure are diverse, yeah, and important that Imi should try and understand him, and also for understanding to what now the practical challenges in terms of land issues and whatnot, opportunities, before he may have a move into, you know, come up with him any drafting law for trying to capture him, no, or issues where he may understand him, instead of going back and start with him law and then try and, you know, understanding whatnot, things may happen. So him important also for him may learn him from other places, yeah, as in Fiji, Hawaii, and other places. So learning from other places, and not cut and paste from other places, and come and try and introduce him, Yumi.
Yes, and thank you. And also, like, earlier this week during lecture, Blue to follow mentioned, you know, three examples from Samoa, Hawaii, and also Fiji, and with three different differences, and also, you know, different experiences. Okay, the experience you have, explaining for listeners, Lumi, what now, you know, the difference from Hawaii and Fiji and Samoa, as you mentioned him during time, you talk about earlier this following week.
Okay, look, case of Pacific Islands, Tuvalu places where there is an extensive land registration. Now, Hemi, Hawaii and Fiji, and Hem happened in 1800. So the other case now, Hemi, Guam, where Hem complicated because Guam went through a number of colonial powers. But you may leave him at Guam, and then we just focus briefly Lord Tuvalu places here, and then and mention him Samoa. Case law Hawaii, Ot Garden One for the process, yeah, where it happened between 1845 and 1855. And what I call him the Great Mahele. And that time leader Blogata now, him Kamehameha the Third. And so him introduced him the Great Mahele, which literally one of him do him now is him convert him now to customary tenure, yeah, or customary land owner system here, yeah, and him register him. And the idea was that it would provide security for the land groups or the land owners inside Hawaii. You know, fast track to today, by you may notice him that native Hawaiians now are the most landless Hawaii. And you follow where got a privilege for come Hawaii, perhaps walk around Honolulu and outside of Honolulu and notice him that Hawaii him got a big problem with him homelessness. And most lot people were homeless, yeah, because of no got access to land, or native Hawaiians, yeah, where, you know, because land had me registered, had me make him easy for passing on title through fee simple arrangements with him, big corporate entities, so some honorable sugarcane plantation, pineapple plantation, so buy him off now land, yeah, and push him Hawaiians out of land. So big problem in Hawaii, example of where registration may not lead to security of tenure for native people. Actually, may lead to homelessness for native people. Okay, Fiji case, I'm complicated there, and I think planted the humid, I may talk about in Fiji, you may look in face value no more. You may not dig deep and understand him what now historical, economic, and political context where him lead to land registration in Fiji. So me no got him time for go through that one here, but me caution him. What me like for say now is that the Fiji process took about 60 years, yeah. And even after that 60 years, some of part of Fiji no registered. So him happened in 1880, and him go finished in 1939, but the actual this for Native Land Trust Act where it make him 1940. And so what that for Native Land Trust Act him so 1880 had come up with him one amount call him Native Land Ordinance. And where him provide him now for a process where what the Fijians sort the call him Veturong in Vanua, yeah? A process of identifying and registering customary land. Him set him up now land commission, yeah? Time land commission him making Wakablen finish or create him the Native Land Trust Act, where him create him now the Native Land Trust Board. So this time what to call him Itauke Trust Board. So one of them virtually do him now is that ought give him land ownership, lot indigenous Fijians. So ought got him the right of ownership. But the power to manage and administer land, him lo handle state here through the Native Land Trust Board, or now ought call him the Itauke Trust Board. Or ought not determine him rents, or ought not determine him how rent him distributed, and so forth. And so although look face value indigenous Fijians own land, actually the power to administer it is with the state. And so one of him dream now is over time, him marginalize indigenous Fijians to become permanent rent recipients. So I just become rent recipients rather than active participants in development projects. So question blew you me Solomon Islands now. You me like for awesome too, or you me like for dream other ways?
What listeners we fala to sit down with them mifala loyalo SIBC 76950 hemna number blow you me where you serve a send him come question or comment or you sir in come lo 231592 and thank you lo Dr. Tara with them Joseph with to fala spare him a little bit time for come and story with them you me lo side lo SIG policy lo land recording also lo side lo registration of land and traditional governance. Another area where Joseph a little bit mentioned and talked to follow everyone, law for sure. And suppose you got any question or semitalem, you save text come law 76950 or you ring come law 23159 for you miss have a story law program this morning.
Yes, thank you, Elian. I know back law discussion, I think you to follow Elian this week, call him and follow, you know, very informative lecture law, Sinu, law Honiara. So just take me through, you know, the theme for this fella lecture is based on customary land and economic development. What now, you know, relationship and issues where we have get them out from this one, based from the lecture with fella Holem?
Yeah, so, I mean, one fella important thing where we will try for unpack him, inshallah, discussion or presentation of Shinuna is the assumption that customary land have actually obstacle or have stop them development. So that's one of the things where Mitola try to unpack him and look at different processes in terms of how customary land now per se now have actually stop them development, or is it other processes now where him actually contribute for stop them development. So Mitola look at, you know, things like the process of acquisition, the idea of land alienation, and also look at the cases of Fiji, Samoa, and Hawaii. So what things here, but so the essential point where Mitol sort of look at lecture is the assumption that customary land have actually a hindrance or obstacle to development.
So this one him minimum. Yeah, so this one him minimum, you mean should, you know, push for more you know, focus on increasing alienated land or whatnot, this one he minim. Or could you also harness some benefits from customary lands?
So if me go back a little bit, so you be asking the questions, what is the rationale behind the push for registration, for you to register him land? And the rationale behind that is that underlying assumption where Joe him talk about him, that customary land impedes the economic development. And therefore, you may facilitate them economic development, you may need for registering customary land. Mitfola think that you may need for thinking through very carefully first time before you may. And then locate the Solomon Islands, by you may notice him that planned a lot of the economic development projects play you may, him actually on customary land, yeah. And him you may need for think through creative ways for access him and use him over the land, yeah.
Yeah, you may get one for question from one for listener blow you me, Chris. Thank you for giving come question. I'm say you'd fella talk about now example of Fiji and Samoa. What now an option for Solomon Islands, slow view or ting ting blow you to fella?
In terms of ting ting blow metal, I think him important that you may need for take him a cautious approach in terms of how now you may deal with the issues of customary land instead of jumping for changing law. And one of the things where I'm thinking is engage in a inter-institutional collaboration as well as intergenerational. In other words, what older people blame me or the part of the process for, you know, learning about thinking around land, as well as what the young people blame me. So you have an intergenerational collaboration on looking at these issues.
And the other thing to add on to what I'm Joe Hemtaliam now is that because of the diversity of Solomon Islands and different land tenure system, you may might need for taking this one slowly by doing smaller case studies rather than push for national registration of land. For instance, there are, as me mentioned earlier on, locase blochoisol at Garam de Lauru Land Conference, where him already got him a process in place. So rather than the state imposing its processes on them, him work with him Mogata for see what works in Lauru. And then you may move on for looking what works in other places. Okay, government at the moment, him work with him Ogata Wantoklo West Gualakana, Lo Sahalu Ward, for doing recording. And so it's a small pilot case where him good for you me look him, what now him work, what now him no work, before you me go on. And so these things, locase blo sahaluya, him me done using current laws here, not necessarily new laws. And so perhaps you may need for look him how you may have a dream or something, yeah, lo different parts of the country, which might not be the same as other parts.
And yes, thank you, Dr. Tara. So with all these issues affecting land and development in Chalo Kandre Blumi, what now should be priority of government, I mean, opinion Blumi to Fala, should be this Fala issue of land should be a national priority for government before Hemi too late in the future?
Definitely him national priority, and more so now than ever before, because demands lo land him increase because of increasing development, population, and so forth. But Mitfala think that whilst it's a national priority, that's a good thing, because it mean that you may try for think through how now you may best approach him. But you may must, you know, look how you may must better understand him before you may make him decisions, Lord land issue, because land is too important for us to rush this thing. You may understand him throughout the country, and then that by him inform him decision, Bliyumi. At the moment, we are making decisions, or at least some of us, are making decisions without fully understanding what this thing is about. And most importantly, we are pushing to make laws without fully understanding what this thing is about.
And also during lecture, Bliyutfala, earlier this week, Bliyutfala also bring him up, you know, some fella, national, you know, examples of some national projects when we said low country, namely the Bina Harbor and also Jipol and also Tina Hydro Project. What now, Safala, you know, big issues surrounding this one, or what now he may go on, and how a government and also landowners should approach him for using what projects here for development low country, believe me?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of what are national projects where Mitol look touch on law lecture law senior recently is by looking there's different kinds of benefit sharing arrangements or different projects here. So by look law GPOL, there's a different way in which short landowners benefit. Tina Hydro, there's a different proposed model in terms of benefit sharing arrangements. Bina, there's still ongoing discussion between government and landowners in terms of how for sorting out existing issues and go forward in terms of the project. So what are different what projects here in terms of the arrangements and different.
One fella something nice by me noticing that Chipol is one of the success stories where you may get him, at least so far. And so I'm good for you me look for him. So one of Chipol I'm actually doing now is that this for development Hemi not just between an investor and government, so under SIPL before, yeah, what one talk blue me lo Jipol got a 2% share no my lo company. Now one more do him na is what you see na value blo land blogata and not got a 20% share inside law this for Jipol company. And so one of him so now is that sometimes rather than changing the law, you may use him lawyer to create benefit sharing mechanism. where what landowners also benefit from. And Jipol landowners lo there what are receiving different kinds of benefits. Where you may probably not get time for go through this time, but I'm good for you may look lohem and see how it can be applied in other places.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas, Dr. Tara. Just quickly, somebody is on the line. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Yes, what now? Question, blue or comment?
MM part comment and the question too. We think that the current land act here can contribute a lot to a lot of land issues that you may go through land. Eh? For instance, the sort of compulsory land acquisition and even the other process here. MM causing a lot of problems for you and me. Question now is that despite of that, what now, like, passes with them choting him. Is there an immediate need for him must reform first time the current land act here before you may go into registration or registration, alarm registration for him go ahead or what it is, because otherwise by you may not resolve him issues him still out. And because of the current law, I'm so alienated that I'm not harness him land tenure system blow you me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for question. First thing we need for understanding is under the Lands and Titles Act, Part 5 and provide for a process of acquiring land. Yeah. Now, Part 5 here, that's a process here. Hem process where if government interests the customary land blue or province, then process here now by what forum. Yeah. So, what forum process here, and blue hem, you may get a registration. And then government him either buy him land here or you lease him land here go to government. That's first part 5, the Lands and Titles Act, Division 1. The Division 2 now, you go through acquisition process here, and the data process here, you may register him land here and government compulsory acquire him. Now, what him happen in some lot cases blowing inside the country is you may use him process here, land by end up lo name lot individuals now. Private individuals. So him become contested now. Him no longer become government, him take him. Now, time government him take him at the end of the acquisition process, government, him got an option, either for give him come back land owners, a PE come back land owners, or him go into some investment arrangement with him other entities. So a classic example now, Alutta Basin. You have a process and then what PE come back lot land owners. Government give him come back. Other places, process here, him end up with hands blood individuals. Comaridina, one good example. Foreshore Lahoniera, another example where what use him now, part 5 for accession process, and blue him, PE title, or name law, or the individuals. So if customary landowner him like for lease him land blue and sell him, then that's where you go into the process of either recording and then register him land blue, and then you either lease him or someone else. Or you sell them land here, the PE title or someone else. But what them happen is there seems to be a mix up the process on the part 5 of acquiring land and process of either recording and then you register land blue and then you either lease him and sell him.
And just for quickly add on to one of Joe him talem lo particular case lo Comaridi, that for process him happened 24 years ago, yeah. And so only last year, no ma, some fella lo Yumi or some fella at One Talks, take him that fella process when happened 24 years ago, yeah, and not fast track him quick time. So the process where him should facilitate him alienation of land to the state, him actually this time, him me, order use him for register land, yeah, lo name lo certain individuals.
Okay, me garem Allen lo line. Good morning, Allen.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, man, me question, well, comment and question me like for tell him, me nothing to do with him land too much and also me just like talk about him no more. Engagement law, what a kind consultants law, land and land reform and all this. Me like you me, also me, you me engage him. One or two for consultant, no more than that's it now. You may not take him start too much. He must have name, got a stack of ideas and stack of something too much. Me, a little bit critical, no, of our consultants where what a reports blog them normally or what's away copy paste no more. Copy paste from different countries. They know what to come, then give him limit or accountable. That's it. This is how we should be doing land acquisition and all this. Me no like him kind. Me like him. You me engage him with consultants with him, where what to make him up, what to report block at the end of their work, what to make him report it, what to report it that give him come load. Lo you me, lo government believe me. Him something where I'm homegrown now. Him probably believe me straight. We told you respect lo. To follow you to our panel this time, Dr. Tara and Joe. We think him mutual, na you should engage him mutual, eh? We don't make him out a reporter for you, me. Him now for him to take him out of consultants, other consultants all about there. Well, all they did is, or they make him no more copy paste from other countries, then give him come for him, then try for him for implement him. It's your no more, a little bit statement for me, and I'm like to say thank you too.
Thank you very much for sentiments, Blue. I think a good place for Talim that one now him with him government because Ogata now Ogata look after him the processes where Ogata taking people come for waka for Yumi. So Mitwal no actually no got him any comment with that one except that Mitwal understand him what you tell him.
Okay, so text messages. One fella him come him ask about foreigners, example of loggers using water foreshore, without got him any proper agreements with them or the custom land owners, or because Okata might buy area and more Okata using water foreshores. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for question. First thing we need for maybe ask him is foreshore, him actually part of alienated land or him customary land? Yeah? So if him customary land, then there has to be some process for negotiate with him or landowners for access. But if I'm alienated land and I'm registered, then whoever him got him, you know, title that whole alienated land where I'm adjacent law for sure, then there needs to be some sort of arrangement with him, whoever him got him title or that whole land. Yeah, yeah, so two kinds of land where for sure I'm attached to them. One is customary land, and two is land where you register or alienated land. In terms of logging, yeah, one thing interesting about logging na hem actually activity where hem go on the land where hem no got him title, yeah, hem customary land, but then you got him logging activity. And logging activity hem really to just do with him access him the right of use. Yeah.
So plan de lo ota logging companies, usually they end up lo seashores for transportation of logs to maybe Honiara or Sem. What now, lo that fella case, him minimia?
Yeah, so I mean, really, by him need for identify who now got him rights over lo for sure. Yeah. Mm. If him customary land, then by assumption, by him for sure, him customary land too, yeah. So that access right here by landowners need to negotiate with him logging companies. But if him land additional for sure, him acquired or him registered, then by him might assume that maybe for sure him also. You know, land where I'm owned by someone, then need to be some access agreements.
Yes, thank you, Joseph. And just some fella, you know, talk sidelo, you know, acquisition of land by the state in terms of alienation of land and on same. And if some fella might be asking, you know, with the level of corruption in high inside the country, and if so far state can get them, so how many people can be assured if this process him is ever corrupted or what now, sir, for assurance for people?
Well, I mean, as we say, Part 5 of the Lands and Titles Act, yeah, him process where some government interest in land lead, and that's what process never him use him. But if you look at the example, the foreshore and Comaridi example, for instance, process not use him, but him end up handle individuals. So that raises questions around corruption.